works.
More ethics violations with another Democrat, this time around Congresswoman Maxine Waters. What'd she do? What's she accused of? We're going to tell you coming up down the lane here on America Tonight. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Glad you tuned in for the show that's creating water cooler buzz across the nation. Don't care about your stripes, left, right, or undecided. Everyone's invited to join the conversation at 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. So we've invited you in, and we haven't even told you about the menu. Well, one, we're going to talk about all these problems with Congress people and the rules that they're breaking and the timing of it, because the Dems are trying to hang on by their fingernails to some of these seats in the House. November 2 isn't that far away. It's like miles away. We're talking 90-plus days before you know it, Halloween, and then boom, everybody's voting. And I think you're going to see some big changes in certain areas of the country. Certainly, the frustrations are bubbling over. You can feel that anger. And then I believe some of the challengers who thought they could will ultimately not be able to slay the incumbent they're up against, like Sharon Engel has a hard climb now all of a sudden in Nevada. Boy, she was looking good against Harry Reid, who's is a fossil and has been there forever and has said and done some unbelievable things, I think, in the last 3 or 4 years. Nonetheless, she tripped over herself too many times, and her numbers are starting to really backslide. So now he's looking a little bit better, but you never know when it comes to what people decide once they touch the screen. They go to their polling precinct. Sometimes things flip a little bit. If those numbers start to get closer, that might change. Speaking of Sharon Engel, the effect of the Tea Party, is there a positive role with the Tea Party candidates, or is it starting to go in the opposite direction? Hey, I'll tell you one thing that's not going in the opposite direction is BP. What's happening now is a small leak has been discovered, very, very, very small. So the static kill operation, like we told you the other night, was most likely going to happen on Tuesday. Is this the final fix? Is this the end of the end? That's what everybody wants to know. Give us the timetable. Tell us it's over with. So here's what Admiral Thad Allen from the Coast Guard, the retired admiral, as you know, had to say about the very latest on plugging up that well.
We're looking approximately now of starting the injection test sometime later on this afternoon. It will start pumping mud at a very low rate. This is mud that weighs about 13.2 pounds per gallon. And it will pump it in at, first of all, one barrel per minute, and then raising to 2 barrels per minute. And then they will slowly pump that into the blowout preventer through the choke line. I think everybody would like to have this thing in it as soon as possible.
And that's it. Everybody wants to see the busted well done. They want the mud, the cement from the top. They want it over with to see what's going to happen. And they're talking about a bottom kill relief well would also be used as perhaps insurance. So you're following along, right? You have the static kill and the bottom kill. The BP senior VP, suddenly, who's been thrust into the spotlight, Kent Wells, said either way, they want to end up with cement in the bottom of the hole. And that's it. Follow step A to step B, and we're hoping for success, because they've been drilling these relief wells now for months since this whole thing happened back in April. And it's the final step. I think it's the bottom kill that the retired admiral really wants to see, and see that green light, to feel that much more comfortable about it. Because right now the tests are going to show whether they can inject heavy drilling mud into the well and push the oil back into the reservoir. That's about, I want to say, 13,000 feet beneath the seabed. You know, these are all manipulations with calculations that haven't really been done. Yes, there has been static kill operations done before and relief wells that have been done, but not in the Gulf of Mexico, not in this particular situation with what happened with the Deepwater Horizon platform sinking. So there are some still some unknowns here, but it is looking good. Nothing's changed other than that tiny little leak, but that's it. They started with this 18,000-foot relief well back in the beginning of May, and then they did the second well maybe a couple of weeks later. So now here they are finally at the target. And what a relief that is to the people in the Gulf of Mexico who now with testing water and testing the seafood, the FDA gave the approval that the seafood is fine. So all the fears over, geez, you can't eat anything that's coming out of there, you know, whether it's Louisiana or Mississippi or wherever we're talking about, mostly Louisiana, it's okay because we're testing. But now you got to think about this. What happens in the states that I mentioned, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Texas, when it comes to getting all the checks that they're due from BP? And we're really talking more about individuals because they're the ones that are still, in some cases, you'll hear a few reports about this, that are still waiting for checks. Now, there have been many businesses who have already gotten it, but there still are some that are out there dangling along, trying to make it, trying to stave off everybody who wants their money, like the electric company, and like the banks who want their mortgages paid, and they're trying to stave off, I call it elimination from the game, but it looks like that's starting to catch up too. And by the way, the new estimate on how many barrels of oil leaked into the Gulf, almost 5 million barrels. Whew. And then there's the big fat question about the dispersants, and are the dispersants as toxic and awful as the oil? We get the static kill, we get the bottom kill, and full speed ahead, probably by the end of the week, I'll be on the air and I'll say, hey, it's done, it's over with, it's all jammed up. And wouldn't that be a good thing? We have a follow-up right at the top here of ATN, because, man, we talked about this story ad nauseum. But two men were convicted of plotting explosions at JFK, and they were accused of, if you remember, I'm going to just rewind for a second, of conspiring to blow up the jet fuel supply tanks and the pipeline. Now, this happened back in 2007. They were found guilty in all six counts, and one of them included conspiring to attack a public transportation system, destroying a building or real property, you know, just follow along, surveillance of mass transportation. And then the one guy is a U.S. citizen and a former cargo worker. The other guy is a citizen of Guyana who served as a member of the parliament there. And it raised a lot of eyebrows back in 2007 because, hello, these were people who were working at the airport. So guess what? They had access. They tapped into an international network of Muslim extremists, developed a plot, and started working to carrying it out. This was another, thank goodness they weren't able to do it. Hang with us. We got odds and ends coming up around the bend.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing. Claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Topping this hour's odds and ends, a debate and a bounty. All right, so check it out. As far as the bounty is concerned, you know the Sheriff Joe character, who I think is hilarious. Hilarious because he doesn't take any crap from anybody, does not care what anyone thinks about him, and proceeds the way he thinks he needs to proceed in Maricopa County. Therefore, there are an incredible amount of people that consistently reelect Sheriff Joe Arpaio because they feel safer under his reign, we'll call it, or his watchful eye. Well, the sheriff found out that there is a $1 million bounty. In fact, on his head, it was a threat from the Mexican drug cartel, or one of them. Phoenix, as you all know, is pretty much the seat of Maricopa County. So this drug cartel, it was made, how they were able to figure this out, I guess, is made, the threat was made on a disposable cell phone in Mexico. Now, Arpaio, for his part of this, says, hey, bounty schmally. It's not unusual for him to get a lot of death threats as the sheriff, and he is the most, when it comes to anybody in law enforcement, he's the most outspoken dude around as far as illegal immigration is concerned. He is an advocate, if there ever was one, of immigration enforcement. So he says the threats don't deter him at all from doing his work. It doesn't matter who calls him and tells him he's been threatened and they know that it's happened and he should watch out and take care and, you know, whatever. Because he's used to this. He's poked and prodded and pounced on the drug people, on the gangs. He's humiliated them. He's put them up in Tent City. And he doesn't take any nonsense. I mean, good for Sheriff Joe. There's a reason why he gets elected. I think even the most liberal of liberals in Maricopa, which they could have easily not reelected Sheriff Joe, secretly they're voting for the guy too, because the numbers of how he ultimately is put in place again and again are pretty darn high. Now, when it comes to ethics and morals, and I don't even know if we throw morals in there, but we'll just call it ethics, and what's happened lately with Congressman Rangel, and who's on really his last gasp for sure in the House, and it's now a question of a whole trial scenario and what kind of time, if any time, he does, because there's no deal cutting that seems to be happening. So now we've got a House investigative panel that's charging California Democrat Waters with violating ethics rules. And she's a senior member of the House Financial Services Committee. She would face a trial in the fall, same thing, unless she negotiates some kind of a settlement. Now, if this case goes to trial, the Democrats would have a terrible nightmare on their hand. Think about the headlines, screaming headlines. Dems and ethics. You got two of them now. Two ethics trials would be disastrous. The specific charges against Waters haven't been made public. There was an announcement that was made, and that's it. But she's been under investigation for a conflict of interest involving her assistance to a bank that was seeking federal money. Her husband owned, ready for this, stock in the bank and served on the board. Seems a little fishy. I think there's probably that old saying that I like to trot out once in a while, where there's smoke, there's fire. There's definitely a raging fire going on here. And if they can nail her for that, then you've, like I said, you've got, two trials going on at the same time. This is one of those moments when I would like to be a fly on the wall and I could actually be at the bar and listen to what some of the Democrats are chewing on when they chew the fat over this particular situation, because it is a huge, huge, huge problem heading into midterm elections where the entire House seats are up, 37 Senate seats, and a lot of frustration out there. I mean, frustration across the board. It's like when I say this thing about stripes, I really mean it. I mean, if you're left of left, if you're somewhere in the middle, if you're undecided, you are always invited to step in to our chat room and kick the can around, because we're talking about a lot of different things here, including the politics of the day that have frustrated all of us beyond our wildest imaginations, I think. Certainly mine. When I started the show, I wouldn't have thought 4.5 years ago we would have ended up where we are now. And when I say ended up where we are now, to this point of bubbling over on all kinds of issues, and some of them issues that we've been talking about for a very long time, and that's the problem. So we swing from ethics to Ahmadinejad wanting a television debate with Barack Obama. This is the latest. He's calling on Obama to do the debate, to face him, to see who has the best solutions for the world's problems. The outrageous or provocative proposal happens to come about as Iran is dealing with a new wave of sanctions that have been driven absolutely by the United States. And there is a lot of pressure on the Islamic Republic over the nuclear program. When pigs fly, I'll believe that it's all about energy and not about nuclear warheads. So to that end, Ahmadinejad held a news conference, and he said toward the end of the summer, hopefully, he's going to be there for the UN General Assembly, and he would be ready for one-on-one talks with Obama in front of the media. Let's both throw up our suggestions and see whose solutions are better. Ahmadinejad, you remember, suggested a debate last September, which wasn't taken up in Washington. He also went after Bush, who declined a similar invitation, he says, because he was scared. Iran is a nation that is the fifth largest oil producer, so you can't completely write the guy off, but give me a break. Anyone's going to accept that to debate him about world issues? I mean, who cares? Who cares what he thinks about world issues? The guy needs to be snuffed out. And unfortunately, it's a situation where you listen to what he says and then you look at the power that he does yield because of the location of Iran, because of the importance of Iran in the Middle East. So yes, we're concerned about uranium enrichment. We can't completely blow it off. You know, every once in a while someone will call and say, well, who cares? Who are we to tell them whether they can enrich uranium? And the answer to that is there has to be a time when you know when you got the nuttiest of all nutballs. You have to draw a big line in the sand. And that's why you can't allow somebody like Ahmadinejad to have that capability. I mean, you can't. Who knows what Ahmadinejad would ultimately do. So the president of Iran ultimately went on and ripped and mocked the sanctions and the potential for military strike against the nuclear facilities and said that the United States and Israel, they don't rule out that they could possibly go after them. And, you know, who is going to attack us? We don't consider them, the Israelis, equal in our equations, let alone attacking us. And this was the part that I agreed with. There's one thing I agreed with that Ahmadinejad said. How many resolutions have you issued so far? 4,000, and the conference that he was addressing, of course, went wild. And it's true. The time for talk, that's the problem. The time for talk is long gone. Long gone. I mean, he's like the bully. You threaten, 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 and then he just eventually flattens you. Or maybe he just goes away for a while. So amid all this anti-American rhetoric that Ahmadinejad always spews, he said the U.S. policy was based on colonialism and the law of the jungle. He said he was ready for talks based on justice and respect. Well, he's been offered talks before, and he always comes up with a reason not to attend any kind of a session where he would negotiate. What do you think the best course is for Ahmadinejad? If there was a secret way to take out one of the bad guys, and we have our list, all of us, who would you take out first? Would it be Ahmadinejad? I know mine. Coming up, getaroom.com. We could save you money. Hang with us. Interesting interview.
10 years.
Genesis.
A decade of talk.
Genesis.
Great
Genesis.
Talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Well, everybody knows I'm a big traveler, and I know a lot of you do some traveling, too. We're all looking for rooms, right? So this is perfect time for another one of our spotlights on entrepreneurs. Joining us now, you got to love the name of this company, too. Bob Diener, and the name of the company is GetARoom.com. How clever is that? So what is Get a Room all about? I want to find out because I understand there is a way to not ever pay full price for a hotel room again. I paid $350 one time. I hate to admit that in Palm Springs when a press credential thing had already expired. And then how about upgrading? I always hear people bragging about upgrading to the honeymoon suite, even though it's not their honeymoon, or the penthouse suite, or just a really good room. How do you do that? Bob, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
All right, well, it's great to be with you. And the good news is there's lots of ways to save money in hotels. And what we do at GetARoom.com is we go out, you know, I'm the guy with the terrible job of traveling around the country and scouting out special deals. And we find these great deals at all kinds of hotels. They can be, you know, independent hotels, boutique hotels. Sometimes there are vacation rentals and maybe a timeshare resort. And we negotiate special deals and we put them on the site. And we have all kinds of different ways to save people dollars. But the bottom line is, as you said earlier, you should never, ever, ever pay the full price. We figured out a few very clever ways to save people a good amount of money. You know, one of the newest ways we found is a new system called the unpublished rate system. Now, you know, people always think you're going to go to the internet and you're going to find the lowest rate online. Well, that was the case until now. What's happened is so many vendors, so many hotels, airlines, car rental companies, most people that are out there looking for these are doing it online. So many people are seeing rates online that hotels are afraid to actually put the lowest rates online.
Mm.
So we went to hotels and we said, look, we'll hide the rates. We won't put the lowest, we'll put the lowest internet rate, the same rate as your site, we'll put on our site. But if people call our call center and we'll give them a number to call and ask for the special keywords, and the keywords for this is unpublished rate, we'll give them a rate that's usually about 20 to 25% less than the lowest rate anywhere on the internet. And this works at hundreds of hotels around the country, especially in big cities. Florida, Orlando, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, New Orleans, most of California, big destinations like San Francisco, L.A., San Diego, New York, Washington, Boston. If you go into a big city, you can do your research online. You can check our site, see the lowest rate online, then pick up the phone. It'll only take you a couple minutes. Say you want this hotel or here's where you're traveling, here's the category you want, and you want to know if they have an unpublished rate there. And if they have it, they'll tell you we have the rate, and typically it's going to be in the range of 10 to 25% less than anything you see anywhere online.
Wow, 10 to 25% less, 25. I mean, even 10%, but 25 is a big, big, big number.
Now,
so this works.
Discount off the lowest, off any other promotions. And we have lots of other promotions on the site. But even if there's a special running of the hotel, you can still pick up the phone and call the special number we have on the website, and you can ask if they have the unpublished rate there. It's going to be another typically 10 to 25% off the rate. Now, there's a lot of other tricks to this. And the people, people have no idea, but certain times of the day or week are better to do your bookings because when it's weaker out there, hotels will do more specials because they want more bookings. For example, did you know that you're better off booking your hotel reservation at night or on the weekends than
No.
in the middle of the day?
Really? I didn't know that.
You see, most people book in the middle of the day. And so there's a lot of demand, so hotels don't have to lower the rates. At nighttime, not as many people are booking. So a lot of hotels will put on specials only at night or only on the weekends, and they can be 10, 20, sometimes 30 or 40% less. But the number one tip I can give you, listeners, is book in advance now. You see, a year ago I used to tell people book last minute because the world was falling apart and things kept getting worse and hotels kept lowering the rates. The airlines did the same thing. But this year, the opposite is going on. It's actually getting busier close to check-in because so many people are waiting to last minute to book. And then the hotels get a surge of bookings, and as it gets busier, they raise the rates. So if you book in advance, at least a couple weeks in advance, if you can book a month, a couple months in advance, even better, you're probably going to get a much better rate than if you book it last minute.
Now, for the cities, does it depend? Sometimes weekends are lower, sometimes weekdays are lower. I know I used to live in Vegas, and if people would stay and leave in the middle of the week, that used to be true, that it would be cheaper. Is there something to that puzzle?
Yeah, that's a really good question. That's a really good question, yes. Depending on the day of the week that you are going, it can save you a fortune. And Vegas is a great example because, you know, a lot of people come in for the weekend to Vegas, and midweek it's not as busy. So rates midweek, and midweek means Sunday through Thursday, can often be a third or a half of what the rates are on the weekends. And in places like Vegas, we have five-star hotels in Las Vegas. Hotels like the Signature Luxury Resort, it's the top floors of MGM Grand, from $92 a night midweek for a one-bedroom suite,
wow.
Five-star. We've got hotels like the Tropicana for as low as $28 a night.
Wow.
Sahara for as low as $24. So, yes, if you're going to Vegas midweek, other destinations, you're much better off on the weekends. For example, Washington, D.C., it's real busy midweek with all the lobbyists in there, but it's slower on the weekends, and a lot of rates can be half on the weekend than what they are midweek. So being a little bit flexible with your schedule can save you a fortune.
What about upgrading? What's the trick to the whole upgrading thing?
Well, there's definitely a trick to it because you walk in and you're just not anybody and say, I want to get an upgrade. They'll say, sorry, we don't offer upgrades. But if you walk in and say, I'm a member of the Priority Club, or I'm a member of the Gold Club, or I'm a member of this club, well, then all of a sudden they say, oh, we can give you a free upgrade. Some will upgrade you to a suite. Hyatt, for example, puts you on a special Hyatt Regency floor. Some will give you free newspaper, some free breakfast. Some will give you late checkout. Here's the trick to this. Join the frequent stay program of where you're going to stay. Now, they're all free to join. Doesn't cost anything. All the major chains have them. A lot of the smaller groups have them. You join, you get a number. And then when you check in, you give them your number. And you say, I'm a member of your frequent stay program. Here's my number. They type it in. First of all, you get points towards the discounts and freebies. But best of all, many of them will upgrade you for free just because you're a member of their frequent stay program, even if you never stayed at their hotels before.
Mm.
It's a total freebie, and almost nobody does it.
Yeah, because they're afraid of that there's something to it, that they're trying to get caught in a web of something else. But you're right. If you join that, the frequent program, it's not going to hurt you. And like you said, it's free, so that's the key. But I'm surprised, just like you are, that I've heard that from other people, that not very many people are in those clubs. So that's a great tip. The other thing is, because I know a lot of listeners, this is the time where people are traveling the last second. Sometimes they're staying a little bit closer to home. Is there also a discount for staying maybe an extra night? Does that make a big difference?
Well, yes, and most people are not aware of this, but what a lot of hotels are doing now, they want you to stay an extra night. See, most people are staying for one or two nights, and not as many people stay three or four nights. So a lot of hotels are offering a much lower rate for your entire stay, not just for the extra night, if you stay three or four nights. Now, you're not going to find out about this if you just go to the Internet, type in your dates of travel, and I'll show you the rates. Now, when you do that, check again and check one more night or two more nights and see how much lower the rate gets. Now, we have a lot of hotels where the discount is so big for all the nights of your stay that actually third or fourth night is often free. So imagine, most people don't know this, but if you stayed an extra night either you get a huge discount, sometimes it ends up being nothing additional, and you can get an extra night just by checking. So I always tell people, check with your actual dates, but then go check a day earlier, a day later, for one additional, two additional nights, and see how much you can save. You will be amazed. And we have, I'd say 500 or 600 hotels participating in this promotion. And a lot of cities like Orlando, Anaheim, San Diego, LA, San Francisco, a lot of great destinations around the country. And all you have to do is just try it for one extra day and see how much you can save.
Yeah, no kidding. Boutique hotels, there's a misnomer that they're more expensive or too highbrow. It will cost you an arm and a leg. You have to open up your wallet. Why? But that's not necessarily true. People think that if they go with the name chain, they might get a deal. But that's not true, right?
Well, that's right. And often the independent boutique hotels can often be a lot less than the chain hotels. See, here's what happens. When there's an event going in your destination, let's say it's a convention, let's say it's a major, it's a major show or some major sporting event, something's going on in your destination, people immediately go to the chains. They call the big chains, they go to the big chains online, and that's where they book. And those are the hotels that tend to fill up first, and they dramatically raise the rates. But the independent boutique hotels, a lot of people are not familiar with them, so they don't get booked up right away, and they tend to be much better bargains, especially when there's something major going on in the city. Now, you know, people say, well, I'm worried about booking a boutique hotel because I don't know what the quality is. Well, we do two things to tell you all about the hotel, and that's where we can really help consumers. Number one is we independently rate the hotel. So we look at AAA, we look at the Michelin rating, we look at the hotel's rating, but we inspect the hotel. We put pictures and we write up the hotel on the website, and then we give you a quality rating for the hotel, which is an independent rating. Second thing we do is we get information from all people that we know that have stayed at the hotel, and we get our own information. We get it from places like AOL, Yahoo, TripAdvisor, TravelPost, and a lot of other sites on the web. We compile all that information, and we average what consumers have said about that hotel on a 1 to 5 rating scale, 5 being the best, and we put that on the site. So when you go to getaroom.com, you've got two listings there. You've got two points of key information about the hotel. One is the quality rating, and two is the customer satisfaction rating, and that is a great way to know what other people are saying about the hotel. Now, the other thing we do is we put on the most recent reviews that people have posted on the web about that hotel. So you can read the reviews, see what other people are saying. You can see the average of what hundreds of people have said that have stayed at the hotel. And that'll give you a much better idea of what the hotel is like before you actually make the booking.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Bob Diener, excellent entrepreneur. GetAroom.com. Check it out. He's right. He's got a ton of information. Bob, thanks for joining us.
Well, it's been great being with you again. Never.
Many of you have already heard about the gutter brush, a great do-it-yourself gutter protection system that will keep your gutters flowing freely. I love to recommend products like this. It's such a great idea and it's simple to install. Just slide the brush into the gutter, no cutting or tools necessary. Gutter brush works with any roof or gutter type and blocks debris from building up in the gutter while allowing water to flow right through. Here's the best part. From now until April 25th, you can get 6 feet of the standard 5-inch gutter brush absolutely free to try for yourself while supplies last. Yes, free. No shipping, no handling, no gimmicks. Simply visit gutterbrush.com and click on the free gutter brush button to submit your order. Or call 888-397-9433 and ask for the free 6-foot gutter brush today.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
As we head to the finish line here on America Tonight. And a couple of things that are part of the water cooler buzz include the fact that apparently a Mexican drug cartel, who knows what specific one, there's so many of them, has put $1 million price tag on the head of Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Good luck trying to take this man down. However, with their tactics, they get close enough. I mean, these guys have no regard, almost like a crazy Islamic terrorist, for human life. Get out the machine guns and then away they go. If they find a way to get close to the sheriff, who I think, listen, I like this guy on face value alone because he doesn't take any nonsense. He goes with what he sees around him, and what he sees around him is the fact that too many areas are being destroyed and too many people are getting caught up in the web of drugs and being victimized by the gangs. So he wasn't having any of it, and he doesn't treat them with kid gloves. So if you're here illegally, you get caught, he's going to nab you, and he's going to throw you in Tent City. Also, big news story. It's called Static Kill. Sounds like Static Cling, doesn't it? The Static Kill is going to plug the gusher. The gusher that we have been talking about more than a lovesick teenage boy who's been staring at the poster of, I don't know who are the hot chicks now, Megan Fox, for way too long. This Static Kill thing finally is really upon us. I mean, no joke. They've been drilling these relief wells since May, and the idea is this will knock it all out. Do the mud thing, seal it, do a bottom well also, and if it's going to be Static Kill and it's going to be the bottom well, I would think it would seal things up. It's all about that pressure. The pressure is the thing that ignited the problem in the Gulf in the first place, and that's the dealio with deep water drilling. Many of you have called this show and talked about working on platforms and saying, listen, there shouldn't have been out in the deep water in the first place, but once it was, oh, environmentalists are complaining, it's an eyesore, go to the deep water. Then when plans are submitted for permits and whatnot, and they're not really eyed closely, and there aren't enough safety checks, what do you think's going to happen? Yeah, that's it. How about this story? This was a very big story. A Chicago man says he's fighting charges of disorderly conduct because all he was doing was standing on a public sidewalk and praying. He was outside of a clinic. But when I say clinic, what's the first thing that jumps into your mind? What kind of clinic do you think he was outside of? I'll give you a couple of seconds to think about it. And I have a way of reading minds. And we have our infrared glasses, so I'm assuming, judging by the reaction and the vibe that I'm getting, is that you all understand what he was doing. And what he was doing was out of Planned Parenthood. And he's a 25-year-old graduate student at Northwestern. He was doing the rosary thing outside of the downtown Planned Parenthood. The police arrested him because there is a thing called the Bubble Zone, you gotta love these names, Bubble Zone Ordinance. It passed in October and it says a person can't approach within 8 feet of another person without consent. You're gonna like this. Without consent for the purpose of passing a leaflet or handbill to, displaying a sign to, or engaging in oral protest, education, or counseling within 50 feet from any healthcare facility. Basically, forget the abortion deal. If you're going to protest, you better be on the opposite side of the street. They also talked about a person not being able to, by force or threat of force or any of that kind of stuff, or obstruction, bodily obstruction, intentionally interfere with anybody who wanted to go in or leave any healthcare facility. The 25-year-old guy says, look, I didn't approach anyone. I was just standing there doing the rosary. One of the volunteers came up to me, started yelling at me, I need to move. But the thing is, I didn't actually approach anyone, is what he's saying. I was there and that's all I did. Now he may end up paying the price for that because the Chicago police say he stood within an inch of the victim, prayed out loud at a high volume for about 10 minutes. I mean, here's the thing. I gotta say, because I've seen the protesters when I was driving down the highway maybe 2 months ago, and there was a small band of people, and it must have been outside of a Planned Parenthood, I don't know. I'm just assuming that, judging by the area that it was in. There are other ways to protest this. There are other ways that you probably would find that are more effective other than interfering with the people that are coming in. And this bubble zone ordinance was really created for that reason. And that means people coming in and leaving safely without being harassed or intimidated. That's what they're saying in Chicago. And I think that they're going to really push that, whether it's strained or not, whether sometimes there's kind of a gray, murky area. Because of the things that have happened in the past, they're not going to risk something's going to happen to the people that are going in the clinics. So that man got a disorderly conduct. He got a disorderly charge, and that may dissuade, and that was the idea of this law, may find that other people are dissuaded into actually going and doing a similar thing. Like I said, for my money, there are other things that you could do. You absolutely, I believe, in voicing your opinion, but I don't know that that is such an effective way to do it because of the reaction. I think anytime you get labeled too on the fringe, the whole kookball label, and you might not even be a kookball. You don't want to be in the kookball category though, because you might really have a passion about defending your point of view. You might really have something to say worthwhile, but you're never going to get it heard if you create the circus-like atmosphere. You got to figure out something different to do and not the obvious. It's like picking the low-hanging fruit. You got to go and stretch yourself and come up with more creative methods when you are going to protest whatever it is. But that's why they threw that law out there anyway. All right, this is a quick follow-up. 1,500 people dead in Pakistan. We talked about the flood that hit Pakistan, and the fear is about now disease and how bad of an outbreak that will be. But this was a terrible thing. The government's concerned about the lack of drinking water and spreading conditions like cholera, for example. Doesn't sound good, does it? You got about 100,000 people, mostly kids, who have been hit by cholera in the past, and the idea is to evacuate them to a safe place and then give them medical treatment, but remove them from the danger, which, by the way, is a Taliban-wrought area where they've been bombarded, bombed, everything by the Taliban and have really gone through a lot. And sadly, the flood was just the icing on a very depressing cake for these people. Tens of thousands of people still trapped on rooftops and in higher areas trying to escape the rising floodwaters as fast as they can.